In 2002, the Russians, who experimented with both psychic and mind-altering technologies as far back as the 1970s, expressed their concern with HAARP. A complaint letter from the Russian State Duma to President Vladimir Putin stated that HAARP was influencing near-Earth atmosphere with high-frequency radio waves. The significance of this qualitative leap in science could be compared to the transition from cold steel to firearms, or from conventional weapons to nuclear weapons. This new type of weapon differs from previous types in that the near-Earth medium becomes at once an object of direct influence, stated the letter. Despite this objection, no discernible action has been taken by the United States, and the HAARP system continues to operate. Dr. Begich warned that allowing the military-industrial complex to solely guide such mind-control research not only runs the risk of creating an Orwellian thought-controlled society, but would prevent the enabling enhancement of human potentials in ways only reserved in the past to mystics, religious figures, and those who sought to change people. Incredibly, computer systems are under development today to anticipate criminal or antisocial behavior. They are designed to read human body language that might indicate potential criminal activity and summon authorities, reminiscent of pre-war Nazi plans to preempt crime and dissent. In Vienna during September 1940, at the first conference of the German Society for Child Psychiatry and Therapeutic Education, later changed to the German Society for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, Dr. Anna Leiter, a genetic researcher from Dresden who studied 3,000 youngsters for possible antisocial traits, stated, "We demand that as soon as a careful and responsible analysis shows an extremely unusual lack of emotions in connection with other criminogenic reactive tendencies, we detain these children as early as possible, since they represent an unbearable burden and danger for the entire country." Nazi educators pointed to these symptoms of bad student material that would qualify for such detention: actual and potential repeaters of lower public school grades, students recommended for special school, borderline and questionable cases, uneducable children, those with special educational difficulties, and school children whose siblings and families are or have been in special schools. It was stated that genetic and national health considerations recommend their preventative registration. Of course, such registration led to the euthanasia centers. The trend to identify and detain potential troublemakers before they have actually committed a crime is being perpetrated today.